Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude the fourth parak of Maseches Nazir, and we're going to learn Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. Ha'ish Madir es Bino B'Nazir. A man can take a Neder Nazirus for his son, that he should be a Nazir, and the son, therefore, has to keep all the halachs of Nazirus, and the father has to bring the Karbonos on behalf of the son. Ve'ina Isha Madir es Bino B'Nazir. But a woman does not have the same right to be Madir, her son to be a Nazir, and if she does, it's just Nachal. Now, that boy or his relatives are allowed to object to the father accepting Nazirus for the son, and therefore be mevatel the Nazirus, be mevatel that neder Nazirus. So what do you do with any karbanos that you're maktish before the relatives had spoken up and had destroyed the Nazirus? Meaning all that is halachal Moshe Sinai, just like the father accepting Nazirus for a son is halachal Moshe Sinai, because why should he be allowed to do that? But anyway, Ketzad, so how do we deal with this, with the karbanos after he was already Mekabel Nazirus for his son? So Gilach Oshagulchu Krovav, if the boy cut his hair or his relatives cut his hair for him, and thereby they're showing that they reject the father's Nazirus, Mach Oshmichu Krovav, or if the boy's relatives, they just made a Macha'a against the father's Kabbalah's Nazirus. So now what do I do with these animals that the father had designated for the karbanos? So Haisal Behemim Fureshes. So if he had Behemim Fureshes, if he had animals already particularly designated, so Chatas Tamas Valotik Ravala Vashlamim Yikrav Shlamim. Like we learned in the last Mishnah, the Chatas will be left to die. The Ola and the Shlamim are brought as karbanos Nedava, and the Shlamim can only be eaten for one day, like a Nazir's Shlamim, but it does not require Lechem like a Nazir's Shlamim. Hayilam Ostumin, if there was just money designated without it being earmarked to a particular kabanos, so yiplu the nedava. That money just goes for nedavos in the Beis HaMikdash. But most mefurash, and if he had more, if he had money specified for each karban, so the mechatas yelchul yam melech, the chatas goes to the yam melech, lenen v'lam holin. It's not, so you're not allowed to get enough from it, it's not subject to me'ila. Dmei ola yaviu ola molin behen, the money from the karban ola, they bring the karban ola, and it is subject to me'ila. Dmei shlam yaviu shlam, v'nechal niyam echad v'en tunun lechem. And the dmei shlam, they bring the karban shlam with, and it's eaten for one day, and it does not require any lechem. So now we move on to the last Mishnah in the fourth parak of Maseches Nazir. So Ish Megaleach on Nazirus Aviv. A man can bring his Karbanos Nazirus on the day of his Giluach using money that was set aside for his father's Nazirus. Ve'in Ish Megaleach on Nazirus Avia. But a woman is not allowed to use her father's money that was set aside for his Karbanos Nazirus to conclude her own Nazirus. Ketzad, when can a son use the father's stuff to conclude his own Nazirus? Misha Aviv Nazir. If the father was a Nazir, he set aside money for his Karbanos Nazirus and he dropped dead. And the son said, okay, I'll be a Nazir on the condition that I can use dad's money. So Rabbi Yossi says that money has to be given for Karbanos Nadava. That does not work. He cannot be Megaleach on Nazirus Aviv. What is the case where he can be Megaleach on Nazirus Aviv? Aviv Nazirim, if he and his father were both Nazirim, Vifreshav Malastumil Naziruso Umes, and the father had set aside money stam for his Nazirus and he dropped dead, Zeush Megaleach on Nazirus Aviv. Only then can he be Megaleach on his father's Nazirus, because the son was already a Nazir when his father had died, so the father's Nazirus money did not automatically fall to Karbanos Nedava when he died. The money just shifts to the son, and therefore the son is allowed to use that money for the Giluach of Nazirus Aviv. So let's review what we learned today. In Parak Dalet Mishnah Vav, we said that a man can be Madir his son under Bar Mitzvah for a Nazir, but a woman cannot do the same. So we said that if the relatives make an objection by either being Megaleachim or making a Macha'a, if there were animals already designated for the particular Kabanos, so the Chatas is left to die, the Ola is brought as an Ola, the Shlamim is brought as a Shlamim Nadava, and the Shlamim is eaten for one day, but it does not require the Lechem. If there was Ma'ostumen that were not designated exactly which Karban the money was to be used for, so then that money all goes to the Nadava. If there was money that was Mifurashin, where the money was earmarked for particular Kabanos, so the money for the Chatas goes to the Yamamelech, and it's also to get Hanav from it, but it's also not subject to the Mi'ilah. The money for the Karban Olah, you bring a Karban Olah and it's subject to Mi'ilah. And the money for the Karban Shalom, you bring Karban Shalom and it's eaten for one day, and it does not require Lechem. And then in the last mission, we said that a man could be Madir, could bring the karbanos use his father's money for his own karbanos, but a woman is not allowed to use her father's money for their karbanos. And we said that if a guy's father was a nazir and he designated money and he dropped dead, and then the son only then accepted to be a nazir al manas, that he could use the father's money. So Rabbi Yossi says that doesn't work. He cannot use the father's money. It's only if they were both nazirim, then he can use the father had set aside ma'ustumim, so then when the father drops dead, the son can use that money. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perakei, Mishnah Aleph.